Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
7 people have been killed and 25 wounded after a suicide bomber struck a minibus on Darulaman Road in Kabul, carrying employees of the prominent Afghan news network Tolo TV on January 20th. The bombing, the first major attack on a media organization in Afghanistan, came just months after the Taliban declared Tolo TV, which includes a number of television, online, and radio outlets, a legitimate military target. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the murders. The enemy of peace and Afghan people have martyred my colleagues, Fawad Aman, a well-known Tolo News anchor, wrote on his Facebook page. Such cowardly attacks will not deter us from exposing the truth. Tolo News is a popular, outspoken, independent television station that is often critical of the Taliban. The news channel is part of the larger Tolo TV network, which was launched in 2004 amid international efforts to develop free media in Afghanistan. The United States Embassy in Kabul strongly condemned the attack. Our thoughts are with the victims and their families during this difficult time, the embassy said in a press statement. Murdering those who work to enlighten, educate, and entertain will not stop Afghans from exercising their universal human right to freedom of expression. A vibrant media is one of the great successes of the Afghan people over the past 14 years. We stand with the Afghan people and the Afghan government as they work to build peace and security in the country.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.